Erected in 1953, the Yale University Art Gallery was American architect Louis Kahn's first big commission. Gallery director Jock Reynolds says it was also a departure for Yale.
It was something entirely new for Yale. It was the first modern bit of architecture in all of New Haven, and this building itself had some of the very first breakthroughs in things. It was the first building, for example, to have track lighting put into it, one of the first curtain wall buildings, one of the first buildings with double pane glass, one of the first buildings in particular with this unique tetrahedral cast concrete ceiling you see above us.
The gallery, which is free and open to the public, displays some of the great works of Western art, including paintings by Manet and Van Gogh, as well as art from Asian countries, ceramics, screens, and paintings. It's also home to a major collection of African art, sculptures and masks used in religious rituals. The building housed Yale's architecture school for many years as well. Louis Kahn taught there part-time, when he wasn't designing other icons of modernism, such as the Kimball Museum of Art in Texas, the Indian Institute of Management, and Bangladesh's Parliament Building, as well as another museum for Yale, the Center for British Art. But over the years, the Yale University Art Gallery building grew shabby and cluttered with partitions. So beginning in 2004, Reynolds oversaw a two-year restoration, reopening the spaces to match Kahn's vision.
I'd say it has a warmth and an organic quality and a massiveness to it that you don't associate with some of the other modernist buildings, and frankly, a sensitivity to human scale. So you get massiveness and you get delicacy.
Louis Kahn died in 1974, but his influence can be seen everywhere in contemporary architecture. Yet Reynolds notes that unlike the sharp-lined steel and glass buildings of other modernists, Kahn's designs had an air of spirituality, like ancient monuments.
He's very much reaching back into time, and even to Egypt and the pyramids and that kind of geometry and form that inspired Kahn. Really, the ancients spoke to him, Greek, Roman, and Egyptian.
The newly restored Yale University Art Gallery reopened with a show of contemporary sculptures chosen by a group of Yale students. Responding to Kahn, a sculptural conversation includes works by Alexander Calder, Annette Lemieux, Dwayne Hansen, and Alison Saar, among others. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.